guys.
And everyone.
Isn't like this week's podcast?
We are going through a few Sefer Shulchan Aruch. I think if I, please correct me, don't hesitate to correct me if I'm wrong. I think we had looked at Sefer Gimel and examined some of the Yesodos about Korei Almanas Likvar. And we're up to Yudalit. So let's do Yudalit, then we'll go back and try and like chazar some of the Yesodos that were not explicit in the Shulchan Aruch and apply it to Halach Lamaisa. Yudalit has a tremendous chiddush of the Rambam. Until now, until now, we had only seen that what was tofer sewing, and what was korea ripping, right? Not even clear if ripping is not on the seam is korea or not. That's machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch rather than the other achronim. Here, the Rambam makes a big chiddush. I don't think this is found in Shas, but it's a chiddush of the Rambam, and it's a chiddush that we accept the halacha. Yodalid Shin Mem Yodalid Hamadabik Niyaros or Oris Bekolon Shel Sofer Mikayotzbo. If you glue paper or leather with this kind of glue that they used to have, or other with any type of glue, Hareza Toldos Tofer Chayiv. Tofer means to sew, but a told of tofer is to glue. Gluing is tofer, and likewise, Mechin Hamafarik Niyaros Dvukim or Oris Dvukim. If you tear apart papers that are glued together or leather that's glued together, velonus kavim the kalkul uvad, and you're not trying to be kalkul, you're trying to be attacking. This is that we clearly pass on like the Rambam against maybe Rashi and Tosos, that even if not korea almanas litvor, if it's korea litaking, you are raised that told us korea v'chayev. So the Rambam paskins that we accept this, that besides what we analyzed in the last sif, that even korea not almanas litvor, just almanas to make a big tikkun is chayev. That gluing is korea and tearing glued things is, sorry, gluing is tofer, tearing glued thing is korea. That is, of course, a tremendous nafkamina l'maisa nowadays. We don't sew and tear sewn things that much unless you work in a factory. But sticking things and gluing things all the time is a, is very, very common. Band-aids, diapers, post-it flags, etc. All that is the shayla of, is based on this Rambam, based on this Rambam. And this Sefer Shulchan Aruch is a chshash of, is a tolda of tofer. Okay, we'll see that, some of the poskim say that perhaps, since it's not so posh that all gluing is tofer, that would be a tzadl hakel in some cases. So let us just learn one Mishnah Brura, and then come back to some of the halacha l'maisa cases. The Mishnah Brura here at the very end, Sifkat Mem Hey, he's just quoting the Magen Avraham here, says, V'dav k'vzeh shedib k'vzeh nesel l'kiyum. This only applies when it was permanently glued. Just like some time, remember the double knot? The accidental double knot that you turned your bow into a double knot by accident? So whatever you do by accident is considered temporary. It's even less than temporary. You didn't mean to do it at all. That's even more makel than temporary. It says likewise, when is it usher to tear apart things that are glued together? If you glue them together on purpose, for the long term, shel kayama. But if something got glued only temporarily, only by accident, that's even less than being glued temporarily, and you're allowed to tear it apart. Therefore, a lot of people have a misunderstanding that the Mishnah Brura is trying to disabuse us of here. In the old days, I don't know if anyone ever saw such old sfarim. How do they make sfarim? You know, assuming it's not a folio safer. They, in the old days, they would take a piece of paper, they would print on the two sides of it, and fold it. Right? This sefer is much smaller than the big piece of paper at the printers. They have big pieces of paper at the printers, typeset it to fold the right pages next to the right pages upside down, right side up, so it would all work out when you fold it. Stamp one side of the paper, stamp the other, turn it over, stamp the other side of the paper, fold it up into 16 or 32 pages, and then sew it into the book. And they wouldn't always bother to cut the edges afterwards. Sometimes you still see this in the very corner nowadays by accident, only in from books, going are more machped. Ironically, because our content is more important. But Lichtman loves to complain about how the fact that since our content is so much more important than the Goyish, novels of Tom Clancy, he's still around. Then half of the Tom Clancy books are always neatly cut without any mistakes, and our sperm, sometimes you fold it out and you see it's still attached, and you know, shouldn't we even chabit our shas and poskim at least as much, the goyim or mechabit Tom Clancy? Okay, so when you grow up and you're a printer, you will take that to heart. Meanwhile, so sometimes in Europe they used to have, this page would still be, like, it wouldn't be cut here, it would still be attached from being folded when they folded a page into 32 to sew the sefer together. And you could tell in Europe, you go to someone's house, they have a fancy shas, you take a volume down, see if the pages are cut or not, and you know if it's for show or for learning. Many stories and jokes from Europe are based on that. So if you cut that page like this here, it's not amanas lit for, but that's an iser d'oraisa, because it's clearly a big tikkun, now you can turn the pages and read it. Likewise, sometimes I've seen even in modern day sfarim, it gets accidentally creased and folded during the time of printing, and like two pages at the very corner, you like fold it out into each other. If you would cut that on Shabbos, that would be Shash Malach D'Oraisa. However, that's talking about what happened in the old days or when they print things very, very poor quality. What happens nowadays sometimes is just like the glue, a bit of glue accidentally glues two pages together at the edge, some very soft thing or whatever, in a bench or like some food gets stuck on the edge. That's perfectly mutter to separate on Shabbos. That's not a shash at all, because since that happened by accident, it's no problem at all. Another example of things that happen by accident, by the way, is anyone who, right, if you use diapers, so you notice, we're not talking about the actual tabs that stick the diapers open and closed yet. Give me 5 minutes. But besides that, I noticed, I'm not the only one, that, I should have worn a diaper. Anyone have a diaper? Okay. Besides that, at the very edge of the diaper, like you sort of, the diaper comes, you unfold it in half, and then you have to like just unfold like this and unfold like this. And sometimes like the actual plastic, the diaper is stuck to each other at the edge, and you have to like rip it apart when you rip it open. I understand I'm being completely unclear as to what I mean, but imagine that. Sorry, bear with me. That. Right? This is how a diaper comes. Well, it's not the most absorbent type of diaper. It's like the Israeli generic brand. So you could tell absent. Anyway, this is how the diaper works. You like unfold it like this, you unfold it like this, unfold it like this, and then put it on your baby. How you get it to stick to your baby, we're not up to yet. That's the actual sticky part. I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is that when you unfold the diaper like this, you find that over here it's all attached, and you have to like rip this open, and rip this open, and rip this open, and rip this open. And sometimes like over here it's like, what?
The actual strap or the sticky part?
No, just the plastic. The plastic is like fused here, and you have to rip it, sometimes on diapers. So the older modern days, foreign, like Riviat and the, what other safer, the Orcha Shabbos, I think, say, that doesn't happen because it's part of the way you manufacture diapers. That happens because how do they manufacture diapers? They have a big sheet that's like 10 meters by 10 meters, diaper, diaper, diaper. And then when they finish designing it, they cut it like this with a knife. And when they cut it with a knife, the friction melts the plastic a tiny bit, and then it hardens again, and it accidentally gets like fused together here, gets attached here. But that's accidentally. It's not part of how you make diapers. It's not part of the plan. And it doesn't happen all the time. It's random. You buy one bag of diapers, all of them ripping when you open like this, and you buy another bag of diapers, and they're not attached at all. So they, all the modern-day sperm say, since that happens by accident, that's no problem. That's like a, that's even more makel than temporary gluing. So it's gluing totally by accident. They didn't put glue there. Just since plastic, when there's a lot of friction, and the machine works very fast, the friction can melt the plastic a tiny, tiny drop, and that tiny drop of melted plastic will re-harden together with the plastic next to it and attach it. So when you have to go like this and rip the diapers, all the modern day posts can say that's totally fine because that was attached by an accident of manufacturing. It wasn't part of the plan of how to make diapers. So that's not a chash. That's not a chash. And that's based on this last Mishnah Berurah. Okay, at the end, the Mishnah Berurah just talks about how if you get thorns in your clothes, how do you take out the thorns? So he says, first of all, just to make sure people don't understand, you should try to take it out in private, not when the Amoratzim are watching, and you should try to take it out gently so that it won't rip your clothes. And if it does get ripped, it's okay, because it's davar she'eino miskaven. Generally, when you do things gently, they might or might not rip. And if by accident they rip, that's davar she'eino miskaven, it's mutter. You obviously didn't intend to rip your clothes. You don't want your clothes ripped at all.
Is separating the papers also matter of pockets?
And that's a fascinating question. Could you say maybe it's not Korea, but it is Makib Patish? That's a fascinating question. Could you say it's Makib Patish? Lemaisa, obviously all the modern day poskim say it's Mutter. They think it's not Makib Patish. It's an interesting question. Tain if it's not Korea, but maybe it should be Makib Patish.
Modern day poskim are talking about when it got stuck after you used it, like because of
You buy it and it comes. You never had that.
Even
like
that
this?
Matter, yeah.
Yeah, it comes stuck like this, and you're
the
like ripping
part,
it.
Only the top,
yeah, like only a tiny. Only a tiny. So why? So it's not Korea because it was only glued accidentally, and that's less than being glued temporarily. Why isn't it Makib Patish? After all, you can't use the diaper till you open it. That's a fascinating question. What? Maybe because it was, but I'm not sure. So it got glued shut when they were cutting it off the other diaper, so there's no
sense. It looks sure wasn't like that.
Anyway, it's an excellent question. It's an excellent question, and we're gonna have to leave that bitzarchiam. I'm not sure.
A lot of times it's stuck in the letters on.
So that's a different problem. I didn't want to get into that now because I don't want to get into tearing letters either, because that's its own avmalacha, and Rer Kefet is coming today. But you're right. I shouldn't mislead people, though, in halacha l'maisa, or in anything, especially in halacha l'maisa. With ventures, sometimes, that's why I always said stuck on the edge, just to avoid that. If it's like stuck in the middle, and when you open it, and you tear like piece of food that got stuck, it rips the letters off the pages and rips the letters off, that could be a prachshash of a problem of mochek, perhaps, and then it might be more complicated. Then try not to get your ventures that dirty. But a lot of times in new books, though, you have to like, especially like Sfarim Sifrei Kodesh, you have to like take apart the page because a little glue dropped on them, and that's perfectly fine on shops.
The case of the Mishnah about the clothes was assuming you remove the bag from the coats.
You mean because the coatsim are muktzah? You mean?
Yeah.
That is a fascinating question. What he means is, I know what you're thinking of. He means, I assume, first of all, he means not that your beged is like stuck on a rose bush now as you're walking, that's growing. What he probably means is just like you've got some coats in your beged which are tolish already. So it's not a problem of touching a chubber, etc. It's just a problem that you say, the coats are mukta. So l'chore, the pashup shot is that when something's stuck in your beged, then it's not considered, l'chore, what he means, the Chazon Ish says, that why is it mukta to sweep dirt off your floor on Shabbos? If you have a paved floor, like our cities nowadays, isn't dirt mukta. So he says, mukta means when like the object you're dealing with is mukta. When you have dirt on another object, that dirt is buttles the object, other object, and it's not mukta. Okay, there are three answers to that question. That's the Chazon Ish's answer. I think here also it could be once the kotzim are in your clothing, then you don't look at the mukta of the kotzim because you're just cleaning out things from your clothing and it's buttled to your clothing until you take it off. Maybe that's the answer. About the things that got glued accidentally?
Yeah,
if the pages get stuck together accidentally because someone's not careful with the glue in the Sfarim company, then you're allowed to separate them on Shabbos. Because even things that were glued temporarily, you're allowed to separate. College game things that were glued accidentally, that's even less than temporarily. Temporarily means I meant to glue them for 12 hours. Here it's even less. I didn't mean to glue it at all. I meant to glue it for 0 hours. So then it's for sure a mutter to tear apart.
So why would the two pages be... They didn't get cut properly. Why would that be
a problem? Because that wasn't attached accidentally. That was attached naturally. It started out as one page. It was just never separated in the first place. So whatever's attached naturally is attached permanently.
But even if the printer has in mind...
Right. There's a big difference. If I attach something accidentally, that's not really attached. If I forget to disattach things accidentally... But they were attached from Mishas B'Yosam, from when they were first manufactured. That's considered a permanent detachment. Just because I meant to disattach them and forgot doesn't make it not a permanent detachment. Right? If I meant to rip this piece of paper in half and forgot, it's still permanently attached.
Okay. Temporary gluing. You say it's 12 hours?
Okay, great. Let us get into... Yeah?
There's one more question. I've got to close it. You have a thread, a loose thread that's sticking out of your clothing. Is that considered...
If you have a loose thread that's sticking out of your clothing, that is like from the etzem of the clothing, then that could be
a... No, that's not from Shasbir. So it happens all the time. Through where?
Yeah, but it's part of the clothing.
Okay.
Right?
It wasn't sticking out all the time.
Right, but it's a natural part of the clothing. It's not like if a thread like floated through the air and landed on your clothing. You take it off. You're fine. But here you're talking about your clothing. Somehow a thread becomes loose and it'll be neater if you pull it out. So, Lani is Daiti. I think that's a problem of Makba Pach, is what we saw of taking off the loose threads. You're right, it wasn't manufactured with a loose thread. It was manufactured with a good thread that became loose, but still, it's an etzem part of the beged, and you're fixing the beged by taking out the loose thread, so I think that's a problem. I think that's a problem on Shabbos.
What if it's like an OCD problem, and it's for sure makalka the clothing when you take it out? Meaning it's not, you can't, meaning it...
Okay, makalka isn't heter gomer. Well, it could be that makalka and makalka is heter gomer.
No, for sure not makalka.
Could be, but it's, you know, it's hard to draw the line, and it's hard to draw the line, and someone should, it's hard to draw the line. Okay, we're not going to pass about actual OCD cases right now, because that's complicated, but it's hard to draw the line in these things, so I'd be reluctant to be makel. Okay, what if someone's actually OCD, then they should come to get advice. It's very treatable nowadays. Or what if they're only OCD about this and only bothers them on Shabbos? I don't know, they should go change their clothes. Okay, but Be'ikaron, you're right. Meaning if something's only makabe patish and you're doing it in a way that makes something worse, then it's not a malacha at all. It's not like if you do, you know, mevashel, that's makalkal, it's still mevashel, it's just a rabban. Makabe patish and makalkal is heter. But still, it's hard to draw the line. Okay, Viter, let's talk for a second, and here's where all the real life issues come up. The sewing only comes up a little, maybe we'll come back to some examples. The main issues nowadays are gluing, sticking. Sticking is gluing, stickers are just glue, it's just kind of glue. That's where all the big shilas come up nowadays, and first we have to deal with the issue of temporary tefira. What did we just see in this Mishnah Berurah? In this Mishnah Berurah, we just saw that, he said temporary tofer is okay to rip. Something that's temporarily glued is okay to rip, and he says kol shekein, something that's accidentally glued. This reminds us of the Ramah in Shin Yud Zayin Sif Gimel, right? Remember when the shoemaker, he sewed the two shoes together so they wouldn't get lost and separated from each other until the buyer bought them? Obviously, that sewing was only temporary until the guy bought them, right? What good are two shoes that are sewn together? Okay? Unless you're a lady in China years ago. But for, you know, the Ramah wasn't, right? Obviously, it's just to keep them together until you buy them, then you rip them apart. So the Ramah says, you can't rip apart these shoes because there's no heter of Ingershel Kayama in Kriya. That heter is only by kosher and matur, not by Korea. It says, but V'yesh omer that the heter of Ingershel Kayama applies to Korea also. It's not just about tying, it's also about sewing. And you shouldn't be making in front of an Am Haaretz. So the Ramah paskins that the, meaning he doesn't say yesh omer and, he said yesh omer matur, yesh omer matur. And Lamaisa, don't do it in front of an Am Haaretz. Meaning, you shouldn't tear things in front of an Am Haaretz if the Am Haaretz could misunderstand and not know the difference between temporary and permanent, right? He just sees you tearing things. He's not sophisticated enough to know the difference. But in Medina, it is mutter to tear things that are temporarily sewn. That's a mafurish, that's the hachra of the Ramban Shin Yud Zayin. And that's the Mishnah Berurah right here, quoting the Magen Avraham at the very end of Shin Mem. However, the Achronim have a problem with this. What's the problem the Achronim have? Go back to Sif Zion. Osam Shemahadkin, we only paid attention to half of Sif Zion. What are the Osam Shemahadkin of Gunam Sviv's or Osam Ali Deachot? People who tighten their sleeves by a string, Shemokno, so that you pull the string. Umes Hadik, and it gets tight. Also, Lamako, you're not allowed to pull that string, because pulling the string is like sewing. Elam can you uncover Machov and Sasm to come with fear of the eagle, unless it has real holes to go through that are really like you sew in or you make real holes. Then it's mutter. Okay, we discussed it's mutter if you make real holes. Is that because it's temporary, or is that because when you put things through holes, it's not tofer at all? We left that a little bit with Sarah Ion. I spoke some other about it, who also left Sarah Ion. But how about the first main part of Zion? What if you don't have holes? It's just mamish like a needle and thread through your clothing. Just needle and thread through your clothing. And you pull it tight. That's usher. Over, you're only doing that temporarily, right? It's like making your sleeve wider and narrower. Pashtus, you're only doing it temporarily, and that's temporary sewing. So it sounds like temporary sewing is usher. If you make holes for the threads, that's different. But if there's no holes for the threads, it's just going through your clothing like normal sewing, temporary sewing seems to be usher. So here we have Tfira She'ena Shel Kayama. On the one hand, it seems to be mutter. This is the Ramah in Shin Yud Zayin Gimel, and the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura, Sof Simen Shin Mem. On the other hand, right, the Stimas HaMechaber V'Harama in Shin Mem Zayin sounds like if it's real sewing, that you're actually like sewing a needle and thread through your sleeve, and not with holes that are pre or made, then it's usur, even if it's temporary.
So the
tightening and loosening might be temporary, but the actual moving and swinging are all time. So hold that thought for a second, okay?
One appears in the Gemara, one that Rambam made up.
Which appears in the Gemara?
Tfira. The concept of Tfira appears in the Gemara. That's the Atma. The thing with the Hebrew, the Rambam made up, can't make a difference.
But that's not going to help in this case, because this Rambam is about Tfira and this is about Tfira. The Rambam is making a Tfira also. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that in a footnote, I'll tell you which footnote, in... point this out. In Perek Tesis for Shabbos Kilchav, footnote Chaf Aleph, he says it could be since gluing isn't really the Av, it's just a Tolda, then maybe temporary gluing is mutter even if temporary sewing is usser. Because the Tolda is only a Tolda if it's permanent. So he does want to be a Chalik in temporary gluing and temporary sewing. In a few places, the Shmir Shabbos also likes that Svar, but he's not sewing on it. I know, but the Ramah with the shoes says you can even tear apart shoes that are sewn together. If it's temporary. So, Lamaisa, how do we answer this? So this is a big, big, big famous machlokas. The Tehillah LeDavid. The Tehillah LeDavid is machmir. The Orchos quotes, the Shabbos quotes it, well, Yashid wants to be machmir, Tehillah LeDavid. He says, well, there's obvious difference. This is talking about Korea. It's talking about Topher. Korea is usur, is mutter if it's only temporary. But Topher is usur even if it's temporary, even though they're normally mirror image. We're more machmer by Topher than by Korea. This is the famous Homer of the Tehillah LeDavid. We're only makel by temporary sewing that you're allowed to tear it. Not that you're allowed to sew it in the first place. So you'd be allowed to unstick a diaper. That doesn't mean you're allowed to stick a diaper. You're allowed to unstick a Band-Aid. That doesn't mean you're allowed to stick a Band-Aid.
That's a jump, though.
What?
A mice of tfira.
Correct. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says you might not make that jump, but I think Earl Yashiv wants to make that jump. This is a chuto.
What's the svar? Tfira is an av malacha. It's very, very defined.
Okay, but a told is like that. I'll just... One second. That's basically Rebbe Yashiv says, he's quoting the Hilchos Shabbato, that you can't, we'll see, Lamaisa, there's more svaros to be made of. But theoretically, you know, you can't like stick a diaper closed even temporarily, because tearing something temporary is okay. No one said sewing something temporary is okay. Why would we mechalik between tearing and sewing? It should be mirror images. So the svara that Yiladavid says is, we're more makel by Korea because there's another tzad lahakel by Korea. What's the other tzad lahakel? That it's not almanas lit for. All the Koreas we're talking about are not almanas lit for. Therefore, there's another tzad lahakel. Not only is it temporary, it's also not almanas lit for. And therefore, we can be more makel. But by Topher, where there's not another tzad lahakel, we have to be more machmir.
So like Rashi's or what you said?
Yeah, well, and Tosfos Dim, Daik and Tosfos Dafayim Gimel also. Okay, that's a Tehillah LeDavid.
Who wrote the book?
It's, anyone? Who wrote the Tehillah LeDavid? Alright, we have to look on HebrewBooks.org. But it's quoted once in a while by the Poskim. I used to know, but I apologize, I forgot. Okay, that is, one possible answer. Another answer is, yeah?
Diaper, you are going to be broker something else by that
not going to cover that surface, but you're going to cover it back together.
That is a fascinating ha'ara. That is a good ha'ara. Okay, let's leave that as a terhiyah. That's a good ha'ara. I asked Rabbi Willig about this, and he didn't make this up, this svara. He just says that he found the svara in a couple of svarim, but as we like to say in Mayu, he said no. The difference is this. There's two levels of temporary. These cases are obviously temporary because you can't. Because it would be useless, or let's say better, let's just say, you can't leave it permanently. Meaning, some temporariness is obviously in and of itself it's temporary, like the shoemaker who sews the shoes together, Simchin Yod Zayin. Well, obviously that's temporary, sewing the shoes together. How are you supposed to wear the shoes if you don't tear it apart? Obviously it's only until you buy the shoes, because you can't leave the shoes that way. Likewise, the case of the book that got a little glued. Obviously it's temporary, because you can't use the book if it's glued. Right? There's no such thing. It's not like, well, I could glue two notebooks together or separate them. I could sew the pattern, these piece of fabric one way or the other way. No, obviously it's temporary. It's not just your intention was temporary. It's obviously temporary. While this is a bit of an okimta, he says, no, in Shin Mem Siv Zayin, this is a case where it could be practical to leave it permanently, but your intention is temporary. Now that's a bit of an okimta. Obviously, if you're mahadik in a way that you can't get your hands in and out, it's hard to say you could leave that permanently. How are you going to change your clothes? But if you're willing to make your kipta, that's talking about you tighten it or loosen it a little in a way that you could leave it that way forever. Your intention is just to make it temporary, and that's the difference. If it's something where you could, some people might leave it permanently, but your intention, you could leave it permanently. You just have in mind to make it temporary. How can we make on that? Let's say a guy, mama, she sews and glues and really like works at things and like builds something really useful. He intends to take it apart in an hour. You're going to say that's mutter on Shabbos? Nah. But if it's a case where you can't leave it permanently because then the shoes would be useless or the book would be useless, then it would be mutter. That's the chiluk that he suggests. The Rav Shlomo Zalman, when he's quoted in the footnote to the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, when he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman, who was worried about this, he says, "No, pasha that even though it might sound otherwise from Siman Shin Mem Siv Zayin, pasha that is mutter." So here is Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. Where? I'll tell you where, if you bear with me for half a second. It would be in right here. Hold on, if I can find it in a second, I will tell you. If not, I want to read you this one line. Is it here? Here it is. In Per Tesvav, footnote Reish Lamed Zayin, he says, "Lo rak b'kriya shel tefira nogu lo hakel, el gam b'tefira she'enu shel kayem gam ki nogu lo hakel." We're makel both in Korea and Tofer. "D'lo kamo shenira b'shovan arshim shemem sif zayin." Unlike what you might think from shemem sif zayin. So he says, we're makel bain in kriya, bain in tefira, that he says, we're mako across the board in temporary kriya, temporary tefillah, mako across the board. Not like you might think from Siman Shin Mem Tzav Zayin. What does he actually do with Siman Shin Mem Tzav Zayin is not 100% clear, right? So he says, this is, what does he do with Siman Shin Mem Tzav Zayin? He doesn't totally explain. Maybe you could say that Toby wanted to say. Toby would say, this case is different because the stitches are permanent, even if the hiduk is not. Meaning, if you understand that pulling is not usher, the pulling itself is tefira. But because it's mechazik, the tefira that's there, then if the tefira is permanent, maybe that's why it's usher. But it has nothing to do with our, it's not permanent tefira, it's not really temporary. Yeah, you might loosen it, unloosen it, but the tefira itself is permanent, you could say that. What I wanted to say is, or you could say, that the Ramah was someich on what he wrote in Siman Shin Yud Zayin. Maybe the Ramah, since he already wrote that we're knowing to be mako in temporary tefillah, he's just someich on who wrote in Siman Shin Yud Zayin. Even though you'll say, what do you mean he was someich on Siman Shin Yud Zayin? Shouldn't he have said so? But in the Darkei Moshe here in Siman Shin Mem, he says it's always mutter. So it could be, if in the Darkei Moshe said it's always mutter, and in Siman Shin Yud Zayin he said it's always mutter, so why didn't he say anything in Siman Shin Mem? Maybe it was so much what he said elsewhere, right? Because in Darkei Moshe, he was mako in Shin Mem Zayin. So therefore, he really is mako in Shin Mem Zayin. Why didn't he say so? Because he was so much on Siman Shin Yud Zayin. Okay. Then it could be that Sfarad would have to be more Machber according to that. Correct. Lemaisa, what does this mean? Lemaisa, let's now take it to Halacha Lemaisa, Nafka Minas. Halacha Lemaisa, Nafka Minas. What does this mean? So, when it comes to temporary, let's forget about Tofer for now. Gluing or, how do you say pulling apart the glue? I have an idea. Sticking or unsticking. So, we have two questions. Number one, is there a heter of Eina Shel Kayama? Right? So that is a machlokas. There's definitely heter Eina Shel Kayama, at least for Ashkenazim in some cases, but that's a question mark. Maybe only for Korea, or maybe only if it's obviously Eina Shel Kayama, or maybe always Mutter. The second question is, what's called temporary, right? What's called temporary? So clearly, if I put a diaper on my baby, that's temporary. How long is the diaper staying there? A couple hours? No, Mikra HaTov? That's clearly temporary. But what about the question of unsticking the tab of the diapers or pulling off the tab, that little white tab that's on the band-aid, but I didn't take it out of the package? That's been glued for a long time, right? What's called temporary? What about putting on a band-aid? How long do you leave band-aids on people? Well, not always 100% clear. So what's called temporary? What is called temporary? So we know that, first of all, one day is temporary. What about up to 7 days? If we remember from Kosher, that was a machlokas. One or seven, room to remake. If you're stuck, let's say you need to put a band-aid on you. And the band-aid, you know, often stays for 2 days. Okay, so you could say, room to remake, you know, if you need a band-aid. Make el b'shas ha-tzorech, right? And what was the big machlokas? The big machlokas is going back to the shoes. The Mishnah Berurah quoted this machlokas not about the shoes, but about the Beis HaTzavar thing. You buy the shoes. Remember, you buy a pair of shoes from the shoemaker, you rip it apart, even though it's stitched, mamish with tofer, mamish kareya, you rip it apart. Why? Because it was temporary. How temporary was it? So the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yud Zayin Sukkot and Chaf Aleph quoted machlokas Taz and Levush. The Taz says, how temporary was it? Everyone buys it that day. One day. Levush says, no, temporary means until the customer buys it. It might have sat there for a week, but if you're not trying to do it for a certain amount of time, you're just trying to glue it until, or sew it until the customer buys it, so maybe that's called temporary. So, until the customer buys it, that is a machlokes, taz, and levush in the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Yud Zayin, Sifkat and Chaf Aleph, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says in the footnotes from Yerushalmi Shkol Chasa that we are makel in this case. Okay, so there's definitely grounds to be makel. So some of the posts say, well, the band-aid, they managed to sit forever, so it's hard to be makel. But what's the svara? The svara is, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no one was like gluing it for a long time. When the guys in Johnson & Johnson made the band-aids, they were gluing it for one day. If someone's ready to use it, they should use it right away. Is it their problem whether a guy uses it soon or a guy uses it later? Like, they weren't gluing it for any particular amount of time. They were gluing it for right away, as soon as someone wanted it. So how are they supposed to know whether a guy's going to want it tomorrow or a guy's going to want it in 5 years from now, find it, like, lost in his neck? So therefore, that's considered temporary. And Shlomo Zalman said he thinks the minhag is to be makel in this. So there is grounds to be makel. Now, let's take this and apply it to... let's take this and apply it to modern-day cases. So what about diapers and band-aids? I think diapers and band-aids are much the same. They involve, first, you have to unstick them from where they're stuck now, right? Like you have to take the tab off the band-aid or unstick the diaper from how the tab is now stuck for storage and transportation. Then you have to put it on and stick the band-aid onto you, or put the diaper on and stick the diaper onto itself, right? So there are two stages. There's first an unsticking and then a sticking. So let's first deal with the case of unsticking the band-aid and the diaper. And the diaper, I'm pretty sure, correct me if someone uses a different brand of diapers than I do. I think I use Pampers, not sure. Even the diapers with Velcro are still, when you buy them, they're stuck with a little sticky into the place they are, and then you open them. They're not stuck with Velcro when you buy them. They're stuck with sticky. You have to open a little sticky. Then you Velcro them onto the other side when you put on the diaper. So even the Velcro diapers, even though we said Velcro is mutter, Velcro is not a chash of Korea because no one ever uses Velcro to really attach things like for a long time. But even the Velcro diapers, you first have to unstick them when they're stuck with a tiny drop of glue. Stickers are glue. So how about unsticking? So what are on the one hand, you're unsticking something that's been stuck for a very long time, right? It's been stuck for a very long time. These diapers might have been stuck for a month, might have been 2 months. Who knows how long it's been since they manufactured until you use them. And the Band-Aid's even longer than the diapers. Because diapers may, how long do the diapers sit around usually? But Band-Aids, we hope they'll sit around forever, right? Mirtz Hashem. So, what are the sudden lahakel? So the sudden lahakel are, number one, Eina shel kayama, right? The first side of the hagel is Eina shel kayama. Out issue one, is there a heter Eina shel kayama? You're pretty glatt. After all, you're only doing Korea. And clearly it was meant to be temporary, because the whole point is you can't use them until you unstick them. And, someone's on the vehicle across the board. So, mitzad issue one is okay. But mitzad issue two, only okay according to the Levush, and I saw even the Orchid Shabbos once say, even Lavush, when it's a super long time, maybe it would be Machmir. So it's not so pushed of a heter in Shalkayama, because it's been, in a kind of, there's a heter in Shalkayama. This is a case where it's a glut in Shalkayama, if it would have been yesterday. The only problem is it wasn't yesterday, it was 6 months. So the heter in Shalkayama would apply for the manufactured yesterday. What about the fact it was manufactured 6 months ago? It's more than 1 day, it's more than 7 days. Ah, but you can say it's until the customer buys it. You have to add until the customer buys it and opens it and is ready to use it. So maybe you could call that, according to the Levush, which Shlomo Zalman thinks that's good grounds for calling it temporary, but it's not Pashut, because that's only according to the Levush, and the Levush is not so Pashut, and it's even longer than the Levush's case. So the Levush was Sachako, you buy the shoemaker, sells the shoes right away. Okay. Are there other Tzadim Lahakel? Yes, there are other Tzadim Lahakel. What are the other Tzadim Lahakel? The main Tzad Lahakel is... the what? Yeah, but not b'shofi, not with a smile. The other tzad lahakel, the other big tzad lahakel is that this is what the Orchid Shabbos quotes from Nissim Karelitz. It was, if you look at how they put the tabs on the band-aids, and how they stick the little bit of sticker when you buy the diaper. Anyone notice what kind of stickiness these tabs have on the band-aids?
It's very light.
It's a very light stickiness. Why is it a light stickiness? Now, light stickiness doesn't prove anything. Let's say I want to stick together things that are very light. I stick them with a light stickiness, and that's the professional way to do it. But why are the tabs stuffed lightly? He said, because you're not really trying to attach the tabs to the band-aid. You're really just trying to keep it clean. You're really just trying to keep it in place. Meaning, it's such a light stickiness that it's not even B'derech Chibor. That light stickiness is not a Told of Topher. Told of Topher is stickiness when you really want things to stick together well. Like, when you want something to stay on. Over here, you don't want it to stay on. You don't want it to come off very easily. You just, basically, you know why they put the tabs on the Band-Aids? So the Band-Aid won't stick to the paper wrapper. Right? That's why they do it. So it won't stick to the paper wrapper. Not so that it will stick to the tabs. So therefore, he says, you're not really trying to be mechaberit with a sticking that's ke'en gluing. It's a very light sticking that's just to keep things from getting stuck in the wrong place, from getting out of place. So he says that this light sticking just to keep the sticker clean is not like Topher. Topher is serious sticking, like real gluing, like people glue things to make them stick together for a long time. This light kind of sticking, is not a hold of Topher. Therefore, he is Mako. I saw also, just today, in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos for Shabbat, which I think we have on the shelf, but I realize now there are four volumes. I think we only have the first. He says that, he quotes from the Shevet Alevi, the same Svara, says Shimon HaLevi, says, a light sticking that's like special made to come off right away and not to be seriously stuck, like not to really hold it well, that's not a Told of Topher. So it's also the Shimon HaLevi. You want to know where the Shimon HaLevi, Nissim Karelitz is in the Chod HaShani someplace, look in the footnotes of the Orchid Shabbos. The Shimon HaLevi I saw quoted from Chelek Hey, Simon Lamed Aleph, and Simon Mem. Hey, Lamed Aleph, Hey, Mem. So therefore, we have two big sudden lahakel by the diapers. Number one, it's temporary, according to the Levush. And number two, it's not like real gluing, that then we have to hamater the temporary, like the stitching the shoes, which is a real mice of stitching. Here, it's not even real gluing. It's an inferior, specially made, non-sticky kind of glue, that's so things don't really stick well, just stay in place a little. Therefore, that's not a tolda of Topher. And therefore, with these two tzadim lehakel, with these, with these two tzadim lehakel, therefore, Rabbi Willick says we can be makel and the diapers and the band-aids to use them on Shabbos. The shmir Shabbos kol chasa. Even though he quotes many sources from Shlomo Zalman to be Mekel, he says in the end that it's Lechachila, says the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasa. Lechatchila, open the tab before Shabbos. Lechatchila, he says, open the sticky tab before Shabbos and restick it. Because the resticking is for sure temporary. The kuliyam, it's only for less than one day. You're only resticking it now in case you need to use it on Shabbos. So therefore, he says, Lechatchila, open it and restick it before Shabbos. Now this resticking is for less than a day, is for sure temporary. But, Bidyevit, he also admits it's mutter. Lemaisa, we say it's mutter to use the diapers or the band-aids if you didn't prepare them before Shabbos. The band-aids are a little hard to use every Shabbos necessarily. Lemaisa, and the band-aids also are even more makele than diapers because I think they're stuck even weaker than the diapers. They're barely stuck, the diapers. It's like shine, the band-aids, it's not shiny things. So Lemaisa, even though Lechatchila from Shabbos Kachas says better prepare before Shabbos, and I think many B'nai Torah, they prepare the diapers before Shabbos, they unstick it and restick it before Shabbos, and the resticking is for less than 24 hours, then they're for sure okay. That's Mamash Thuramah, and the Mishnah Berurah. So, but if you don't want to be machmir, you didn't restick it, open it before Shabbos, then it's still mutter because we have two tzadim lahakel. Again, different posts have different formulations, but it's all the same tzadim lahakel.
The sticking back, so it's not according to the tila dav.
What?
Sticking it back, you lose the tila dav. Only unsticking is mutter.
No, you stuck it back before Shabbos, and now you're unsticking it on Shabbos.
Then you're sticking it onto the dav.
I'm not up to that yet.
Oh, okay, fine.
Okay, now the next issue is, sorry. Moshe, you're going to have to help us out soon, but we'll try to get through one more thing. Does anyone see a blue marker? No, okay. How about sticking on the Band-Aid or the diaper on Shabbos? Once you unstuck it, now you put the Band-Aid on your skin and stick it to your skin. Or you put the diaper on your baby and stick it closed. How about sticking the diaper closed on Shabbos? So here, you are on much, here, how long do you want a Band-Aid on? How long do you want a diaper on? Diapers are for sure only a couple hours. No one leaves diapers anywhere close to a day. It's impossible. I mean, physically possible, but practically impossible. Right? So then, what's the tzad l'hakel there? The tzad l'hakel is, okay, the main tzad l'hakel is, one second. The diaper, if it's thicker, Velcro is pashut, then it's okay. If you're just thinking with Velcro, it's pashut, it's okay, because we said Velcro is not sewing, because it's not a derech of like really attaching things. But what if it's a sticky diaper? Nowadays, a lot of diapers are Velcro, no? But let's say it's a sticky diaper. Or the Band-Aid, for sure, sticks to your skin. So then, what's the heter? The heter is that it's A, less than one day. So it's Eina Shel Kayama, meaning here, you don't have to worry about, it's been in the, you're only sticking it for less than one day. Even Band-Aids, depends how strong the Band-Aids. But like cheap Band-Aids, you only stick them for less than one day, the cheap Band-Aids. As soon as you take a bath or a shower, it comes off. The very good Band-Aids might last a little longer.
Do you have kavanah to stick it for less than a day?
What?
Do you have kavanah to stick for any longer, any time it lasts?
Band-Aids is less of a problem. Band-Aids is being configured to the good. Who says it's
okay, that's an interesting question. Who says there's a din of, tofer and a guf? We'll have to discuss that. How about stitching a guf, right? Forget Band-Aids. But lemaisa, let's say, and even if it's going to be a little more than a day, say you have the tzeis, and it's for medical purposes, and it's and also a lot of people say, if it might be one day, it might be two, I mean, how long does a Band-Aid last? It doesn't last 4 days. If it might be one or two, then we're makel, because only, either way, it's considered temporary. So it's Eina Shel Kayama, and this is for everyone except for Tehillah LeDavid. For Tehillah LeDavid, meaning this is a temporary thing. That's always temporary. Except for the Tehillah LeDavid, who says no heter of temporary by sticking, the Tehillah LeDavid would talk to have a problem. The Tehillah LeDavid would talk to have a problem by diapers, and perhaps Band-Aids as well. B, another tzad l'hakel by diapers, is that the Shevet HaLevi, this is not in the Chut HaShani. Chut HaShani is only makel by the Band-Aid tabs that are just to keep it from getting stuck to the wrapper. But the Shevet HaLevi says, modern diapers are not stuck well, because you know how the modern diapers work? Like, you stick it, the place where you stick it is like shiny so that it comes off easily. Like, it's hard and shiny so it comes off easily. Who still has diapers with stickers, not Velcro? No one? If you remember, before they put Velcro on all the diapers, I'm sure there's still diapers that are sticky out there. The sticky diapers, you don't stick them onto the... In the old days, you would stick them onto the regular plastic of the diapers. What would happen when you take the diaper off? You'd rip it. Nowadays, they made it clever. What if you want to take it off and then put it back on? What if you want to take it off, you think your baby's dirty, you open the diaper, and it turns out it was just flatulence. There's really nothing wrong with the baby. It's perfectly clean. The diaper's still good. You want to save money. So you put the diaper back on. So what do? So they make it. The place where you put the sticker is like a shiny, hard surface where it sticks, but not very well. So you can continually stick and unstick it. It's like sticker book. Who said that? Yeah, remember when you were a kid, stickers? They had these sticker books. You could put the stickers on and take them off as opposed to regular paper. They wouldn't come off. So they make it like sticker books. So the Shevet HaLevi, quoted on the Shelf of Shabbos Grotto, said, no, that's not only gluing, that's a serious gluing. A serious gluing you could also pull off if you want to, if you use a little strength. Only gluing that's a serious gluing is a told of tofer. Gluing that's made on a special sticker book surface to be able to go on and off as many times as you want, that's not comparable to sewing. That's not a kind of gluing that's comparable. So since the modern diapers are not, it's not they're not stuck well. Since the modern diapers have a special non-stick surface. So it sticks, but only a little, not too much. And you can easily pull it off again. It's not a tolda of tofer. So that's what, by the diapers, you have tutsdodim lahakel, the Shevet HaLevi says, at least by modern diapers, you have tutsdodim lahakel. Number one, it's on a special non-stick surface. So maybe that's not a told of tofer. And number two, it's for sure only for a few hours. So closing the diapers is pretty glot, according to almost everyone. Unless you hold like the field, not the Shevet HaLevi. The Band-Aid, so you don't have the second time lahakel, because when you stick the Band-Aid onto your skin, the taka sticks pretty well. But still, it's a temporary sticking. And therefore, there's enough mitzad lahakel. And therefore, we assume, lemaisa, that it's mutter to put diapers on your baby, good thing, on Shabbos. Otherwise, you'd have to, put the plastic on without sticking in, put a safety pin or something. And it wouldn't work, so the safety pin would tear the plastic. I don't know what you would do. You're allowed to put a Band-Aid or a diaper on Shabbos. The only thing you're not allowed to do is, sometimes, let's say someone has a cut on their finger right here. Lowly. Let's say someone has a tiny cut that doesn't hurt at all. And they want to put a Band-Aid anyway, right? So, say I put something. Let's say you have a little piece of ink on your finger here, which is not a cut at all. No one ever gets cut. And you want to put a Band-Aid. So what do you do? Here, observe the Band-Aid. What do people usually do? You put the gauze part of the Band-Aid here, you put it here, and you stick it around here. Right? You stick it around. That, the modern-day firms say, that is taka usser on Shabbos. Why? Because everyone knows what happens when you're done with this Band-Aid. You just slip it off and throw it in the garbage. That's a tefir shel kayamri. When you glue the Band-Aid to itself, you're gluing it permanently because you're never going to unglue it. You're going to slip it off and throw it in the garbage that way.
Because you're throwing it out. That makes it worse. Doesn't make any sense.
Aha. So this is a big shaila. Let me come back then half a second, okay?
That's
like the cup situation we have before. Exactly. Shlomo Zalman compares it. So let's make us one more space before we call on Moshe. What about, here is something that is more of a cover. These are equivalent, right? What about sealing the diaper to throw it out? You know what people often do during the weekdays? I think even I do this during the weekdays. I don't know. Is that you take the diaper off if it's, and then you don't want it all over with all the stuff inside or whatever, the wetness. So you roll it up and you keep the tabs outside and then you stick the tabs into a nice little ball and it's very neat. You could throw in the garbage. You could play volleyball with it, whatever you want, and you'll stay clean. What about that on Shabbos? That's sticking it forever, right? That's sticking it forever. You're throwing in the garbage that way, and it's taka. The environmentalist will tell you it's mamish forever. Right? It'll last long enough till we all turn into dinosaurs again. Or
or equivalent is sticking the Band-Aid to itself, right? That's the thing. You're sticking it to itself, and it's going to be stuck that way forever because you're just going to slip it off your finger and throw it in the garbage, right? So Lemaisa, what, at least in my house, I'm not saying everyone, we'll see, is that on during the weekdays, we tie up the diaper, we stick the diapers very neatly because it's much neater that way. On Shabbos, we just carry the diapers carefully to the garbage can, making sure not to make a mess, and put in the garbage can without sticking it. During the weekdays, if someone cuts their finger, we go like this. On Shabbos, if someone needs a Band-Aid on their finger, we put it like this instead, and it doesn't last very long. It's not quite as effective. You need to replace it after a few hours, but what can you do? Well, Shabbos is Shabbos. Let's assume glue. Okay, you're right. The Velcro taka should be okay. So let's assume glue. So what's the machlokas here? The machlokas here is many poskim. This is a big machlokas. Many poskim, including Shmir Shabbos Kachasa on top, wrote poskim say usher. Why do they say usher? Because the Rishonim all write about lulav, that a lulav is a kesher shel kayama forever. Why is the lulav kesher shel kayama forever? Because you only need it for sukkis. Because afterwards you just throw it out and you don't bother to untie it. So therefore they use that as a raya, that even if you only need a kesher for a little while, but you plan to throw it out that way, that's considered a permanent kesher. Like this, in the diaper. You know how long I need the diaper to be glued? For 2 minutes until it gets to my garbage can. What's in the garbage can? I don't care if it opens. It's all in the garbage. Right? How long do I need the Band-Aid to be stuck? Only for 1 day, until it comes off. Then, so I only need it to be stuck temporarily. But I am sticking it forever. Why? Because I need it to be stuck temporarily. And it's fine. I have no need to ever unstick it. So most poskim answer this. The Shmir Shabbos Gochas on top also answers it. Because they compare it to lulav, which the Rishonim and Achronim say is a kesher to a rice sucks that's permanent. I don't need it after sukkahs. Yeah, but you don't bother to untie the egget of a lulav after sukkahs. Who bothers to untie the egget of a lulav? No, you slip it off and throw it in the garbage, or you throw it in the garbage as it is, or you burn it on Erev Pesach as it is, not untie the egget of the lulav. That's considered permanent. Likewise, the Band-Aid and the diaper and the garbage is considered permanent. Rav Shlomo Zalman in the footnote, not in the Paskin Halach HaMaisa on top. Rav Shlomo Zalman in the footnote, which footnote is this? It is Perek Lamed Hay, footnote Samet Zayin. Perek Lamed Hay, Ara Samet Zayin. He wants the Taina Mutter. Okay, I guess he wasn't confident enough about it that the Shmir Shabbos Kuchasa put it on top. On top he said, Asr. But Rav Shlomo Zalman wants the Taina Mutter. Why does he want the Mutter? He says, no, it's like Lavush. Same as the shoemaker who tied the shoes, and he didn't need them tied, he only needed them tied until you picked them up. Maybe you'll pick them up now, maybe later, that's considered temporary. So too, it's not so obvious, when I seal the diaper, I only need it shut for 30 seconds till I go to my garbage can. Or maybe, maximum, for 2 hours until I take my garbage bag out to the tzardeya. Once it's in the garbage bin in the street, I don't need it sealed anymore. The Band-Aid, I only need it sealed till it comes off my hand, less than a day. Likewise, that's considered temporary. The fact that I'm going to throw it out, throwing it out counts like, throwing it out counts as if I had kavana to untie it. And it counts as if I had kavana to untie it. So he wants to be mako. At least on the diaper, he says, maybe it's not like the lulav to the diaper. I'm mamish about to throw it out. And the lulav, I'm about to use it. So the lulav, I'm thinking about having it there. And the diaper, I'm thinking about it being thrown out. At least in the diaper, he wants to be mekel. Lemaisa, those who are mekel by the diapers at least have al mi lismoch. This Rosh Lomazam in the footnote, even though it wasn't paskin on top. Those who are mekel have al mi lismoch, they're not mechal Shabbos. But one should really be machmer on this, because even though you only need it for a short time, you're taping it forever. It could go to a landfill and be there for a million years taped. You only need it now, you're taping it forever. You never have intention it should ever come off, and maybe it will never come off. Who knows? Depends what they do to your garbage. And therefore, lemaisa should be machmer, even though the mekilim have al mi lismoch. What? No, because when you do this, you just stick it on the regular part of the diaper where it sticks well. You don't stick it on the special part where it comes off easily. So you really don't have many studying lahakal on this. You really don't have many studying lahakal. You really have to be machmir. But there is a svara for those who are makel. But you shouldn't be those who are makel. There is a svara, but you shouldn't be them. Okay. What else do we want to talk about? Okay. Moshe? So I think that, now what other examples do we have that, before we move on, there are two other things I want to discuss and we're going to end early.
That's just for the sticky diapers, not the Velcro?
That's just for the sticky diapers. The Velcro diapers, lachor, you can be makel, because the Velcro is not the way you usually attach things, and the Velcro diapers probably won't last as long. So the Velcro diapers, we saw, who did I quote? I quoted from the Velcro diapers, in 1 second, I've written down here someplace. What about for the Velcro? What if your mom is doing it permanently? That's an interesting question. What if your mom is doing it permanently?
Like when you throw it out, it's going to be permanent.
What?
Like when you throw it out now, it's going to be permanent.
Right. So all those things that are not like Topher, would we make it even if it's mom is permanent? Like zipping, there are those who are machmer. You know what? Lemaisa, we did point out that, who did we quote here? The Shevet HaLevi's machmer is zipping permanently. So it could be, I have to look it up. Maybe if it's mamish permanent, people will be machmer even by Velcro. Certainly Medina, you can make them by Velcro, because Medina, we assume, whatever's not a way that people normally attach things, meaning no one ever normally intended, I don't know the people, you know, that's not, and the Velcro probably won't last very long. Velcro's not as sticky as the sticky diapers on the actual regular surface of the diaper. I doubt it'll even last very long in the garbage, Lemaisa, when you do the Velcro. Especially once you've done it and undone it and do it again someplace else. On the place where the Velcro is, it probably won't last very long. It's probably not permanent. I bet by the time they put it in the garbage truck, it'll be gone. So lechora, we could be makel. Yeah, I'm sure it won't last the garbage truck, the Velcro. The stickers might. I don't think the Velcro will. It's not so strong anymore. What other cases of temporary gluing do we have to talk about? Here's an interesting case. So this is a big machlokas nowadays. What about those posted flags? Some people call shtark marks in yeshiva. Right, they keep your place in a safer? Right? What about the posted flags? So some people are, what?
What's the
You unstick them and you stick them. You want this thing to stick on the page, so you stick it to the page, no? You want this dock on this page, not on any other page in the world, so you stick it there. Why not? Meaning, yeah?
Well, Topher is when you want, Korea, then you want both pieces to be torn, right? So Topher might be the opposite, should be parallel to that, when you don't.
No, if I sew a pocket onto a dress, that's still Topher.
You take the sticky off the book. So you want the book, the sticky.
Well, no, you move it to the next page. What are you talking about?
And you want the sticky, you don't care about the page.
I'm not convinced. And anyway, it would be
the Shevet HaLevi maybe over there.
So Lemaisa, what are the tzadim lehakel? Lemaisa, the tzadim lehakel here are, and I know that, anyone have shalvim? No? Okay. In my days, all the shalvim guys used to use it because there was a rabbi who was the post of shalvim in those days who said it was mutter. Big Talmud Chacham. The tzadim lehakel are that it's temporary, right? Tzadim lehakel that it's temporary, right? That's the question though. First of all, according to Hillel David, that only lets you unstick it, not stick it, and there's no point unsticking it without sticking it. But even beyond, forget about the Hillel David. The question is how temporary. I don't know. How long do you need to keep your place for? Do you need to keep your place for a few hours? Do you need to keep your place for a few days? You know, not necessarily so pasha that it's temporary. So one sad lahakel is that it's temporary. But it's not so pasha to say that it's temporary, because sometimes you're going to keep your place for a long time.
Sometimes you mamish have in mind that you're not going to go back to it for a week. You never know. You know, it's hard to, and you don't want to leave every case to be different. So there is, you could say it's temporary. Of course, the additional tzad here is that it's specially made to take off and put back many times. That's the Shevet HaLevi. According to the Shevet HaLevi, it should be mutter, because it's not, told of tofer is something that's stuck seriously. Something that they purposely make it with a special kind of stickiness that's meant to go on and off many times is not a told of tofer. That's not like sewing. That's a told of buttoning your shirt. They make buttons so you can button and unbutton every day, which is mutter. Not a told of sewing. Sewing is like when you really use glue, and that you could tear it apart, but it's the kind of thing that you use to put things together once and for all, usually. So therefore, there is definitely a makom lahakel by these marks. Yeah?
Not knowing when you're removing it, why can't you use the case of the shoes?
Ah, okay. The question is, can you compare it to the case of the shoes? After all, where am I leaving it? I'm just leaving it until I need to use my sefer again. So maybe you could use the kula of the levush. Maybe you could use the kula of the levush, right?
In the case of the levush, he doesn't mind if you come today and take it out the customer over here. If you're using your chumash and you're doing...
Okay, so then it gets tricky. I don't mind. I wish I'll have time to learn the sefer very soon. I just might get distracted by other things. It's tricky. Is it something which, what do you mean? No, I'm definitely not coming back to this until next week's parsha. Or is it like, I love to learn all the Torah. I don't know when I'll have time to learn all my sefer. Anyway, lemaisa, there's definitely room to be makel on these because you do have tutzdad and lahakel. However, since it's not really such a big tzorech like diapers and band-aids, you know, those are things which band-aids, yeah, we hope it won't be tzorech, but if you need it, then you need it. And diapers is necessary for hygiene. And even those things were not necessarily so l'chachilah Shmir Shabbos Kosses that try to avoid it. Therefore, Eva, for sure, there's a tzad l'hakel, and those who have posted Paskin as mutter have very good svaras. However, it's proper to be machmer on the stark marks, because even the diapers and the band-aids was like, b'di'eved, you know, it's better to try to avoid. And those are things that you really need. So here, where you might, you know, you can really, it's not such a big deal. There are other bookmarks invented, etc. Therefore, it would be l'aniyas daiti, better to be machmer by the bookmarks.
Willig would call this also like obviously temporary.
Not so posh. You see, also I find that sometimes I leave these for a long time. They stay forever. They don't bother you. You know,
some people have to use them.
No, I'm not talking about the people who use them. Like in where'd it go? What? Someone thinks the year's over? Okay, I don't understand. Yeah, but you know what I mean. It had, like, by all the things, by each mefarish it had. So that, for sure, would be machmer. No havim would be mekel. The question is, what about the usual way people? They just keep their place in a sefer. You know, they keep their place in a sefer. So if you just keep your place in a sefer, like you're reading a sefer or a book and you keep your place. So anyway, there is definitely svar to be mekel. However, since it's a little more permanent than... In two ways, it's more machmir than diapers and band-aids. One way is that it's a little more permanent. If you re-stick it, you're doing it for many days. And number two, when you unstick it, it hasn't been there longer than diapers. When you re-stick it, you're putting it there for longer. And number two, it's not really such a tzorech. And even the diapers, we said, was only b'dievis from your Shabbos class that you should try to avoid. Therefore, we should be machmir by stark marks.
Eventually, those things are going to lose their stickiness.
Yeah.
If it's at that point,
then maybe it's mutter. What good does it do you? No, I mean, what if you catch an alec vul where it's only a kosher who's sticky?
No.
Maybe it would be useful, but yet you could be naked.
No, it sticks. Just like if you're not careful, it'll fall off.
Uh-huh.
It'll keep your...
All right, you know, you can't paskin based on these dachas that people get. You have to have a... In these things, you really have to say utter or mutter. You can't say, it depends exactly how sticky it is and figure out how to measure it.
Are there some that are also choshes for hachana with these things? I mean, Badafka, you're doing it so that you, so it's ready for during the week.
Okay. If you want. If you want. But you know where Shlomo Zalman says anything you normally do is not hachana. Normally, when you read a book and there's a bookmark, you put the bookmark where you are now. So I was more
about folding the page.
What?
What's this or folding the page then?
Who says I should fold the page?
Shmir Shabbos says, except for Davar Mitzvah, it's also to fold the page.
What?
Yeah, I think Shmir Shabbos, if I remember correctly, said it's also to fold the page of the Simaniyah, except for Davar Mitzvah.
Because of hachana?
I don't remember the...
All right, we have to look it up. Didn't someone give a Sacramento Post about that? Who's behind their laptop now? Okay, so speak to the expert.
No,
he has other shushes also. So speak to the expert.
I
I remember when I was in Torah Sharda, when Gozo came and I asked him about the Sharda, I said, what do you have to say for anyone like this? And it fell off, and he said, that's mutter, but if it doesn't fall off, then you give it to us.
Okay, that's a very reasonable psak, but it's not a practical policy. You can't say, well, it's mutter until it falls off, you do this, because that's too hard to keep track of. If that's true, then we should just asser it. Give me a break.
Does it make a difference if the person has a minhag to take it off after Shabbat and then restick it?
Yitachin that could be machriel lekul. Yitachin that could be machriel lahakel.
What about our liquid band-aids?
What are liquid band-aids? Anyone want to help me here?
It's glue.
It's
like
special.
You know, you mean liquid stitch? Those are liquid stitches, not liquid band-aids.
No.
What?
Less strong.
You mean like you just glue your skin?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What about just stomp pouring glue on your skin? And you make glue on your skin. Okay, so I'll come back to that in a second. Okay. Are there any other important cases of temporary gluing or ungluing that we want to deal with? Another big shaila is, what about, remember we talked about taking tags off of your clothing, right? And we surprised some people by saying if you have like a tag with that little plastic thing and you can like cut that and take it out of your clothing on Shabbos, and that's not shashamaka v'patish. What if the tag, not a tag that's like with this little, you know, the little plastic like string thingy that's attached to your clothing. What if it's a tag that's sewn onto your clothing with sewing? You know, like some tags are mamish with sewing, with the needle and thread are sewn onto your clothing, or with the machine and thread. Or from the cleaners, when they staple onto your clothing, which we said stapling was a chashash of tofer, because it was very much similar, much more similar to tofer. So what about things that are stapled, not just things that are attached to your clothing, like with one plastic string? One plastic string is not sewn, it's two knots. What about things that are mamish sewn onto your clothing, like when you buy a new suit? Only suits, right? Or sometimes pants also has things sewn onto your clothing. Or what about things that are stapled onto your clothing? Like in the cleaner, staple something onto your clothing.
We also glue numbers onto
shirts, some dry cleaners.
They don't glue the iron on, no?
What's an adhesive? What's
same idea, okay. Or what about those things that are glued onto your clothing? Okay, good. So those things that are glued onto your clothing, why do they do that?
To mark whose shirt it is.
But is that also meant that next time they'll know it's your shirt? Like, do you get a permanent number, or next time they put a new one?
Yeah.
It's not like in yeshiva, when
there
like,
are some
to keep it on all year.
There are some cleaners that make a term to permanent one.
Yes, but there's barcode on it.
So if you have a permanent thing from the cleaners so that they'll know it's yours forever, then that was there permanently, right? That permanent doesn't mean Abiyah's gold setting. Means until you change cleaners, that's called permanent. Until something about your lifestyle changes is called permanent. Indefinite is permanent. So if something was attached indefinitely, forever, then for sure it should be also taken off on Shabbos. It was mamash attached forever. You know, they have in kibbutz or in yeshiva, they put like your sticker on and it's yours all year long. It's yours. A year is also a long time. So that's for sure also to take, not that you want to take it off on Shabbos because you like it there. But theoretically, you wouldn't be allowed to take it off on Shabbos because that is permanent. But what about things?
What if it's half coming off and uncomfortable to wear?
What if it's half coming off and uncomfortable to wear? Then it would be a problem because it was put on to be permanent.
Even though now it's no longer.
But it was put on permanently. Now it's half already nikra. If something's half, I don't know, if my shirt gets nikra on the seam, I can't be covering the other half just because now it's not good for anything. No, it was originally sewn permanently. If it gets half ripped, I can't finish ripping it. So then that's a problem. The question is, what about things that are just, what about things that are just temporary on Shabbos? Like, what about if the cleaner, staples something, etc. So this also gets, gets not so pashut. One second. What are the studying there? Did you get the board, by the way, Moshe?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. C simanim achbesat furim mikvasim asur lasiram begem lo tavis amechiros sugim zchura hat furot omud bakop the real b'shach hadashim ve'em he mechurel sikavin am furim tuliyim b'chut plastic mitar lefidam. If they're attached with a pin or with a plastic chut like many of them, then it's okay. It's not makim apatish. It's not an etzem part of the beged. It's just something you put afterwards. However, if they're sewn, the Shmir Shabbos Golchasa says you should not take them off on. You shouldn't take them off on Shabbos. So he says, why? Because here you have a chashash koreya. Makom patish, not makom patish. If you take it off, it's not makom patish. Because it's not like the item wasn't finished. It was finished, they just then sewed something on. But he's choshish for koreya. Why is he choshish for koreya here? Why don't we say it's not koreya because it's only temporary based on the levush, right? It's not koreya, it was only... What do you weren't supposed to wear it that way. You only put it there temporarily. It's mochach. It's only temporary. And for how long? Till the guy buys it based on the levush. Why aren't we making it based on the levush? So the Shmir Shabbos Gospel says in the footnote, you know what? The levush is not so pashut. You don't have other tzorim lahakel here. It's a mamish real tfira. And it's not a big tzorech. And therefore, you shouldn't be makel based on this levush. Meaning the only tzad lahakel is this levush. And it's not even a big tzorech. So that's what he says here. If you have sewn on, or he doesn't say stapled on, but the Orcha Shabbos says same thing with the, you know, the cleaners sometimes staple things. So if you have sewn on or stapled on things, then so what if you have sewn on tags? So the only tzad lahakel is that it's temporary, according to the levush, and it's not even such a tzorech. So if there's only one tzad lahakel and it's not even a tzorech, the Shmir Shabbos Golchasa therefore says that it's usher. With only one tzad lahakel and it's not even a big tzorech, we shouldn't be makel.
So big day Shabbos is a big deal.
No, you can wear it that way.
It's a little bit tabusha. You don't walk the show with things like sewn your clothing.
The difference between
some pulling it up.
So,
the difference between the things that we master with the blue and the things we ask for the field are not all based on the fact that the Gemara made it up. It doesn't appear in the Gemara as not being the Gemara.
Now, that's also part of it.
You can't avoid it.
And if not, that's also part of it. And the glue may cover it. It's not in the Gemara anywhere. You're absolutely right. We should add that as a tzad lahakel. Glue is not in the Gemara in the first place, so it's not even so poshut. Over here, now, the truth is, the Ramah's case is also sewing with the shoes, right? Just since it's not so posh with the shoes, and it's not such a tzorech, so he quotes the footnotes, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, he heard his makel. Why? Because Rosh Shlomo Zalman thinks you can manage with someone on this lavush. So therefore, you know, yay, shemakom lahakel, if someone wants to be someone on Rosh Shlomo Zalman. It's interesting, like, apparently Rav Shlomo Zalman was willing to be makel certain things and Rav Neubert wasn't willing to put them on top. Maybe he didn't hear them directly. Here he said he didn't hear directly Rav Shlomo Zalman was makel lemaisa, but he saw in a sefer. So yesh makel hakel on these things, but it's better to be machmir because Zev is absolutely right. By the gluing, you have another tzad lahakel, which that gluing's not in the Gemara. It's only in the Rambam. The Rambam made it up. Maybe the Rambam made it up because it was logical, but still it's not the same as being in the Gemara. Right?
Because you sew one thing, something that appears in the Gemara, it's hard to be makel.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have the thing with the dam.
Absolutely.
After 3 days, the Gemara made it up.
Right.
And therefore, made it up, so there's a makom lahakel.
So lemaisa, there is a makom lahakel if it's a big busher for someone, etc. I'll read you what he says in the footnote. What he says in the footnote is, V'ayen b'sefer binyan Shabbos makom patish perichov dal v'shem v'rgom v'shlom v'zalman or v'atzal shenot lahakel. Okay, so... here's room to be makel, but really, one should be machmer in this because there's not, there's only one side lahakel and lamaisa. You know, we're all yeshivisha guys, and, you know, we can go, I don't know, what if it's your chasa? I don't know. So at least one should try to be machmer.
This is just for the staple that's
yeah. Or glued.
Or glued.
He says here even or glued. Now, by glued, you could say glued is only in the Rambam, but he says glued also. Usually glued is, I don't know, usually they don't glue so many things, except in the parts of the shirts no one sees, and that's not a big deal.
What if you have a new shirt that has a sticker with a size on it?
Ah, what about a new shirt with a sticker? So, I think there you could add the Shevet Alevi. The stickers in the new shirt are made to be not really sticky.
Okay.
Even though you don't go back and forth all the time, so I'm not sure. They're not made to go back and forth. They'll only be taken off once. But since they're not really so sticky, so there's, I think you can be mako. Because that's a big tzad l'hakol, but they're not really sticky. They're hardly stick.
You can add the tila d'avi, then it's only taking it off.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, going back to the book, if it's still stuck on the top, it's mashal in the Shema Shabbos that it's usher.
Where?
In the second edition, it's Perek Tav Chet, Sif Aleph. He says, you know, he...
Asur lachtoch o lekroa dapim shel sefer shenichru v'lo nechtechu, meaning if they were never in the first place, or they weren't fully cut, like I said, sometimes the corner is not cut.
Footnotes, the reason is because also Shemata with Patrish.
Yeah, no, I agree with all
and
that.
Shlomo Zalman's only matter, it's not matter. No. Patrish where it was done by mistake.
No, how is that going against
so
what I said?
If the book is like, Ta is still not fully cut.
Then it's Osir. Sorry, that's what I thought I said. I thought I said that. Okay, now you're making me nervous. I thought I said, if it's sometimes in modern day books, they're not good quality and they're still a little attached to the corners because they were never cut, that's Osir. The only thing that's mutter is there was glue dropped on it by accident. That's the only thing that's mutter.
I misunderstood.
Okay, I'm glad you cleared it up. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe the chalik, if it's like a more permanent, like number than the dry cleaner, as opposed to just we're just doing it for washing it right now, and then they know the customer will pick it up.
Ah, so that you could be mechalik. I mean, if it's the kind of thing, let's say the cleaner staples something, you know, on like some place where it's obviously you have to take it off, and most people take it off right away.
I think that's all the staple ones. I don't think we expect the staple ones to stay on.
The staple ones, they don't really. Could you? The truth is, let's think about this for a second. What about the staple ones where they staple it someplace where you for sure take it off right away? Not like inside. Some of they staple like in the inside pocket of your jacket, and like many people will never take that off. Then that might actually be much more chomer because many people never bother to take it off. What if they staple it in the belt loop? And when they staple it on the belt loop, so would you say that's back to the case of the? Would you say that's back to the case of the Lavosh? After all, they don't know when the guy's going to pick it up, though, right? He might pick it up today. He might pick it up in 2 weeks.
What if you don't you don't undo the staple? You correa the paper.
What if you don't undo the staple? You correa the paper.
Meaning not
I understand what you're saying.
At the fold, as opposed to where the...
Right, so usually they don't staple it onto your clothing when they staple the paper. They staple it to itself. And then you just stomp, rip it to throw it in the garbage. Then, nearer that, we'll get back to that in a second. Nearer that, that's mutter. We'll come back to that in a second. Okay, so that's what he points out. When they staple on your belt loop, they never staple it to your belt loop. They do?
Batos.
Really? Never supposed to staple it to your belt loop. For Harai, they fold it.
I've known shirts where they staple the bigger.
It's a toe. It's a mistake.
Are they shirts?
No, they do a sheet on the neck, on the thing behind where you hang your shirt, the label.
Oh, yeah.
They don't fold it and staple it around. They staple it to it?
Right through it.
Maybe your tie staples around something? Or the
and do they do it with two tefiras? Like they have both parts of the staple through it? What? We got to get a heter for that, right?
Dry cleaning expert here.
Oh yeah, who's the professional dry cleaner here? What?
Oh yeah, for sure, right? Yeah, they're not like.
No, that's for sure. But the question is, it's until you pick it up, right? Okay. Lemaisa. Tavit hatluya bebeged b'chut plastic. No, tavit mehudeket. Ah, here we are. Sikat hiduk is a staple, right? Yesh lahavchin. So, what does he say here? He says here. Lavush. Okay, so what does he say here? He says that yeah.
He says here, at least in the staple, in the Orcha Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, that if it's stapled someplace where it could last forever and not bother anyone, like sometimes the inside pocket of your jacket, and like it mamash doesn't bother anyone for a long time, then you should be machmir. But if it's stapled someplace where you need to remove it, then you could be makel, but seyrech if the levoshim, maybe here most people are up less than 7 days, and it's a tzorech. So lemaisa, if it's stapled someplace where like you can't keep it where you need to remove it, then you could be makel or chashavas. Okay.
You say that
What about sewing? Let's say it's something which you really... yeah, like all of them, right? That's exactly what the Shmir Shabbos was machmer on. Obviously you want to take off the... It sounds like this is what he was machmer on, right? Where was the Shmir Shabbos I just read about the? Anyone write down about the tags? What? No, the Shmir Shabbos who assert when it was sewn on. All right, Mary Kefet's almost here, so we have to move on. Let's just try to get a maskana. So if it's stapled in a place where you really have to take it off right away, and it's noticeable from the outside, or it scratches you. Then the Orcha Shabbos was machmir, was makel, but yeah, but if you forgot, take it off before Shabbos. Like, try to avoid it, and if you're stuck, you can be makel. If it's stapled someplace where it could be there forever, where some people would leave it there forever, then the Orcha Shabbos was machmir. In the case of things that are sewn on, the Shmir Shabbos, Golchas, talks about in Perek Tesvav, Halacha Pehei, in the newest one. And here he's talking about, yeah, yeah, it sounded like he wanted to be machmir on this. Yeah, here also sounded like by staple he might be makel. I don't know. If it's sewn on, then it's not so pasha to be matur unless it's a big shas hachach or something. Look, Rosh Hashanah Kosh Shalom was known to lahakel, so there's some room to be makel, but... It's better to be machmer if it's sewn. If it's stapled in a place where it's obvious you have to take it off right away, then if you forget to do it before Shabbos, there you won't be makel and do it on Shabbos. Okay, so by stapling, you should try to do it before Shabbos. And if it's in a place where you can't leave it, then you can be makel on Shabbos. By sewing, tzarech iyun, not so pasha to be makel. Okay, two things I want to discuss. I only have 15 minutes left. One is, how about sewing people? Right? We actually sew people all the time. It's called stitches. I mean, we don't, but qualified people do. So, first question is, what about a butterfly band-aid? A butterfly band-aid means you just take a band-aid, you put it on the two sides of your skin, and then, since the skin is next to each other, it heals. So it's just a band-aid that's a very strong band-aid that keeps your skin very tight, because whenever you just put the two sides of the cut next to each other, they heal on their own. So the Shmir Shabbos Golchasa in Perek Lamed Hey, Halacha Hey says, that's no problem. You're not attaching anything. You're just putting the two sides of the cut next to each other, and then your body naturally sews itself. So it's much better to put things next to each other and they'll naturally sew themselves. You're not doing any sewing. You just put your cut, you put the two sides of the cut very next to each other, very tightly next to each other, and they heal on their own. So then it flows habore of how we built human beings. That's fine. That's Hashem's halacha, not yours. But what about actual stitches? So in actual stitches, or, yeah? Oh, but that's temporary. I mean, you take the band-aid off in a day or two. Yeah. 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 They even if you leave it on 6 days, so if you make a little shot for 6 days, you know, I don't think you ever leave it on 7 days. I don't think. I'm not a doctor. What about, however, actual stitching? Besides the fact there might be, other laws of kosher, etc. What about the actual stitching or gluing? Nowadays, for some things, they just crazy glue you instead of stitching. Staples is not so common in regular injuries. That's used more for like big surgeries and stuff. But yeah, who did? Right, but nowadays, if you get cut, chas v'shalom, and you go to the emergency room or the doctor, they either stitch or
The advantage of stitching is it comes out looking nicer, mitzad the beauty, aesthetically. I just put crazy nowadays, and that is as good as stitching, it just leaves more of a scar. Yeah, they really do use crazy glue. I asked the doctor once, he says, yeah, they sell it like for like $100 instead of $1 for a little bottle, like special medical crazy glue, but it's the same exact chemicals, and he just buys crazy glue. To save his patients money. What about these things? So the mice, there are stodim lehakel. One is the safer, this foreign quote from Cheskel Abramsky says, there's no tofer in people. Tofer is only in fabrics and papers, not in people. Okay, no tofer in people. No one really seems to agree with that. The other side lehakel, some people say, it's always considered temporary. Why is it temporary? Because you only leave the stitches and the glue in for a short time. Meaning the stitches doesn't get your body together forever. You cut the stitches off in these. The stitches just keeps your body closed so it heals itself. So really, stitches don't attach your body. They just temporarily attach your body. And then your body, with its natural healing powers, permanently attaches itself.
More than 6 days.
What? Ah, so sometimes you can leave stitches more than 6 days, though. So I don't know, how long do you leave stitches? Sometimes more than 6 days? Okay, but how about the glue? The glue might actually dissolve and disappear in less than 7 days.
They also have stitches that dissolve.
Okay. Yeah. So that's not all stitches do you need for so long. How long do we do stitches nowadays? Probably depends what they're for. Anyway, so another time log, sometimes the stitches and the glue are only necessary for less than 7 days. And even if they're necessary for more than 7 days, that would only make it drabbana. It might not make it d'oraisa if it's not forever. And really, they're just to keep the body together to heal itself, but the stitches don't have a permanent effect. They just temporarily let the body have a permanent effect. So that's another side lahakel. Halacha lemaisa. And then in the footnotes in the Shemesh Shalom Duchasa, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman who wants to say, well, maybe even if stitching is usur and the human body gluing is not, although I'm not sure what the svara is, like if you hold from the Rambam. So yes, I don't understand the svara at all. Halacha lemaisa asked Rabbi Willig about this. Can you rely on these studded lahakel? And he says, since stitching usually has a chashash pikuach nefesh anyway, you can rely on the stud lahakel. Usually things that need to be stitched are, now maybe an expert doctor could tell you when, but often things that are deep enough to be stitched need to be stitched not only so they'll heal nicely. They need to be stitched because otherwise they could get infected. If they get infected, it could be pikuach nefesh mamish. Because if germs can get all the way in, you know, we're not talking about a little cut. If germs get all the way in, then it's much, much more dangerous than just touching germs with your hands. And therefore, the doctors assume that there's always a little chash pikuach nefesh by stitches because it could be necessary to protect you from injury. And therefore, Rebbe says, lemaisa, if someone needs stitches on Shabbos, they can get stitches. Because the sudden lahakel, it might be pikuach nefesh, and even if it's not pikuach nefesh, there's sudden lahakel that it's mutter, and even if it's not mutter, maybe it's drabanan, and for a holy, you can do an issur drabanan. And therefore, lemaisa, if someone needs stitches on Shabbos, unless you're absolutely sure that it's not a big deal, then one can get stitches on Shabbos. Or Shlomo Zalman has another great kula, which I started willing about, and he said he thinks we can rely on. That's in the footnote Shemir Shabbos Gelchasa, and it's also in the Mincha Shlomo. He says, what if someone needs stitches? The doctor says, they only need 3 stitches. But if I give them 6 stitches, then they won't have a scar in the, you know, on their face. So they only need 3 stitches. But cosmetically, they could use some more. So if Shlomo Zalman says he thinks mutter, once it's pikuach nefesh, you don't have to stop after the minimum amount. You can sew it up as well as you can. Similar to Chaim, says you can do all tzrachim v'chole sheish v'sakana. So l'maisa, there's room to be mako, or if you're a brisker, even to be machmer, and get stitches on Shabbos, because maybe it's mutter, and even though lemaisa we wouldn't mutter it stam, but for chashash pikuach nefesh, then we're mako.
Just getting back to what you asked yourself before, again, the reason why there's more etim in glue, because it's a kfar, and what doesn't appear in Gemara, Rishon Lagom, Machadesh, you only take what they said. And they didn't say the glue, so we don't use all the klalim lomod about mitoch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
According to this, Shlomo Zalman, lemaisa, if you have the choice of glue or stitches, it's better to get glue on Shabbos, not to, because you have to glue down the gemara, so maybe you should expand it. Not to mention the fact, other problems also, such as you cut the thread, could be a problem, and you have to tie a knot after the stitches. So by stitches, it's really,
it's, you know, it's not so posh. There are other yisurim involved as well, which for pikuach nefesh you can do, but, you know, if you just need to close something up so that it won't get worse, then glue is better than stitching on Shabbos, because maybe glue isn't even worn in the first place. Shlomo Zalman says even if you're machmer in glue by papers, maybe you wouldn't be machmer by people. And there's no other things you have to do, so glue is definitely a better option than stitches on Shabbos.
Can you discuss resealable backs?
Okay. So let's see if we can quickly discuss that. Oh, resealable bags. You know, they make the bags that, right, that you like stick and unstick and stick and unstick all the time. So that's the Shevet Alevi's case, where he says, that's not called topher if it's something you're meant to stick and unstick many times. Topher is things you're meant to, the kind of glue that sticks permanently.
What bags are these?
But there are some newfangled bags. I don't know if they're so common. Nowadays, they make a lot of them with Ziploc instead of with...
With
the sticker tab, you mean?
Yeah.
Ah, the pretzel bags sometimes. You open them, and then they have like a little sticky tag that sticks onto it, and you open it, and then you take pretzels, and then you stick it back.
Or you can put a piece of paper on it and put it
down. Yeah.
Okay, well, then I don't know about the shave at all. Lemaisa says this from Shabbos Kol Chasa in the footnote, Perek Tes, footnote, says this from Shabbos Kol Chasa in Perek Tes, footnote, something from Shlomo Zalman. Okay, we only have 5 minutes. He says, I think it's a footnote Yud, but I might be wrong. Okay. Lemaisa says this from Shabbos Kol Chasa in one of the footnotes, the first few pages of Perek Tes, that he thinks from Shlomo Zalman it's mutter, anything which you just close and open each time. He thinks is taka mutter because maybe it's not topher in the first place, because it's meant to be closed and open each time and it doesn't stick so well, and because it's temporary. So Lemaisa said there is. Now you'll ask, how is that different than the posted flags? Here we are. It's footnote Chaf Aleph. He says that it's not like tofer because it's just made to be opened and closed all the time, and it's not really made to be stuck together. It's just meant to like close and open the opening. It's like just the lid. It's like screwing and unscrewing the lid of the kli. So he quotes here in the footnote from Shlomo Zalman, who is Makel. Here he seems to talk about slightly different mitzvahs, but it sounds like the same idea. Who is Makel on this? Up top, he doesn't say explicitly, but he does. What's his lashon? No, because levush is like real sewing. Here, it's not even a real sticking. That's his main chap.
Like the Shevet Alevi.
Right, like the Shevet Alevi. Seems to be his main chap. That seems to be his main chap. And you really don't leave him closed for so long usually. And that's what he says. He says, it's all made to be open and closed all the time. That's not Korea. He says, maybe by sewing it would be, but certainly by gluing it's not. Right? It's all made to be open and closed all the time. That's not Korea. And this might even mean more than the stark marks. The stark marks aren't made to be open and closed all the time. Now, often you leave them there for a long time. Here, mom, you're supposed to eat your pretzels. How long are you you're not supposed to leave your pretzels till they get stale.
Soup, no, so sometimes you only have soup. Like, on Shabbos, it's for sure only...
Okay, Lemaisa, he... Yeah, Lemaisa, he's talking about opening them, not about closing them. But he says he thinks he can be makel in opening them. In opening them, at least. what about closing them? So is this more like diapers? Is this more opening them? For sure, it's also tzorech, and it's also... what about closing them afterwards using this thing? Maybe it depends how long you close them for. If something you don't need for a long time, then maybe it would be machmer. But certainly, he has a big tzad l'hakel here. Look it up. It's in footnote Chaf Aleph. Okay, just for 2 seconds, let's review something we saw. We only have 2 minutes left. About Korea, we discussed much earlier in the middle of Bona, I think it was, the whole question of Korea of wrappers, right? That was a big shiloh. What about Korea of wrappers? And we saw two makoros in the Shulchan Aruch to matar Korea of wrappers. Number one, you can rip the lid on top of the barrel. Number two, you can rip the choslos of the tamarim, those little... sacks of made of some sort of lulav pieces or whatever that they keep the nuts in. And we tried to figure out why that was mutter, and we saw that one sad lahakel was what the Chazon Ish quotes and Rosh Shlomo Zalman quotes in Perek Tes footnote Yud Aleph, that it's butl to the food and therefore it's mutter. And the other tzad was the Chazon Ish says, another possibility maybe because like a mekalkel in the Bir Halacha also says this by the Chosel Shal Tzmarim in Shen Yudalit Sevches. It's like, it's a mekalkel and it's something which you never re-sew and you never like fix, so it's okay. You know, it's not something you ever like make things out of nicely. So between the tzad of mekalkel and the tzad of being bottled to the food, it is mutter, right? They say that's just like peeling a nut, cracking a nut, right? You're not ripping something; you're just getting to what's inside. You're just discarding a wrapper, so it's mutter. So the ma'aseh we said it was mutter. The Shmuel Shabbos Gochasa said, well, you shouldn't like tear it off davka in a way to make it extra useful. And in the footnote, he also said, well, it's better not to tear it on the seams, because then you also have the Shulchan Aruch Harav, who says that if you tear paper or plastic not on the seams, it's mutter. I spoke to Ari Willig. Ari Willig also says it's mutter, but it's better to tear it not on the seams. But Lamaisa, we said you could open these things. The big question which the Achronim then ask is, hold on, back to the Mishnah Berurah about envelopes. We have 30 seconds. Remember the Mishnah Berurah said, oh, it's a chashash d'oraisa, it's for sure usher to tear open an aerogram. But tearing open an envelope in the Bir Halachi to long arichas is for almost 99% likely not nisa d'oraisa, but it's still usher to tear open an envelope. Why is it usher to tear open an envelope? Why isn't that the same as a wrapper of food? You're just tearing open a wrapper to get what's inside and throwing it in the garbage. You don't want anything from this. It's not chashash at all. It's just a wrapper which you're tearing and throwing in the garbage. So it's not so clear why we're makel on tearing food packages, but we're machmir on tearing envelopes. And there are two basic there are three basic answers. One answer is the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, what Zev said. No, because wrappers of food people throw out. Envelopes people usually often reuse. So a choshesh, you want to reuse it. Rabbi Willig said, the Chazon Ish might be right, but his man is that everyone throws out the envelopes. So therefore he says, it could be that me'ikar din, it would be mutter to tear open an envelope also. It's just the minig not to. So it could be that really it would be mutter. It's the minig not to. In Perek Tes Shmir Shabbos, in footnote Chaf, Rav Shlomo Zalman deals with this and brings some, not footnote Chaf, I mean footnote Yod Beis. Bring some other svaras. He says, or maybe really we're only matter for a tzorech, and eating food is a tzorech, but opening an envelope is not a tzorech. So maybe that's why you don't open envelopes. Or he suggested, perhaps in this footnote in the Shmir Shabbos, no, maybe only by food do we say the wrapper is considered nothing, just the shell of the food. Food has certain chashivos, and the wrapper of food is mutter. But an envelope is the wrapper of a letter. No. A letter doesn't take away the chashivas of the wrapper, only food does. Maybe it's only din by food. That the wrapper is bottled to the food, but we don't have such a din by by letters, and therefore the envelope of a letter would have chashivas, only the wrapper of a food wouldn't, therefore it would be mutter. You could add that, you know, food has no iser of korea. So therefore the wrapper of food should be okay, but the envelope is around a letter. A letter has an iser of korea, so maybe that would make it more chomer. Halacha l'maisa, we assume that we do not differentiate the ikaron between food and other things, because not only food wrappers you could open. What if you have like tissues or toilet Shabbos toilet paper in the plastic? So you can't open it on the little perforations to make it a good kli. That's for sure a problem, Korea. How about just ripping it open to get the tissues or the toilet paper? So even though that's not food, l'maisa, we're still making on that, because we assume either any sort of Shabbos is mutter to tear apart the wrapper, or it's mutter to tear apart the wrapper even out sort of Shabbos, even for the envelope. It's just a minug not to buy an envelope. But the minug is that we do it by tissues. So l'maisa, we don't say it's only heter for food. The minug is for tissue, you need tissues. You can't open the tissue bag the right way, chas v'shalom. But to just rip the tissue bag and take out the tissues is mutter, even though it's not food, either, because it's always mutter, just minhag l'hachmer by envelopes. because they used to have aerograms, or because it's always Mutter Tzorach Shabbos and this is a Tzorach Shabbos. Okay, we will have to...
You don't know an engagement.